Pope Francis on Wednesday invited the youth of the world to a pre-synodal meeting to take place in March next year. The Holy Father made the announcement during this week's general audience in St. Peter's Square. He also continued his catechesis on Christian hope. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Cui sono invitati giovani provenienti dalle diverse parti del mondo.
It was towards the end of the general audience on Wednesday that Pope Francis issued an open invitation to the youth of the world, young Catholics and young people from different Christian denominations and other religions, as well as non-believers, to participate in a pre-synodal meeting organised by the General Secretariat of the Synod of Bishops. He said that this initiative, to be held next March the 19th to the 24th, was part of the preparations for the next General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which will be on youth, faith and vocation discernment in October 2018. With this journey, the Pope continued, the Church wants to listen to the voice, the sensitivity of faith and also the doubts and criticisms of young people. As has become customary during the audience, Pope Francis continued his catechesis on Christian hope. This week, the Holy Father turned his attention to the Christian's calling to be a missionary of hope. As an example, he chose a great saint of the Church and his own namesake, Saint Francis, whose feast day is celebrated on October the 4th, calling him a true missionary of the joyful hope born of Christ's victory over death. He went on to say that Jesus asks us to be witnesses of that same hope, confident in the transforming power of his Spirit at work in our hearts and in our world. Joy, the Pope underlined, is the sure sign of true Christian hope, but he also noted that there are times when the gift of hope proves costly.
Pensiamo a tanti cristiani che non hanno abbandonato il loro popolo quando è venuto il tempo della persecuzione.
The Holy Father was referring to fellow Christians who presently experience persecution and all the martyrs down through the centuries. He said that their witness inspires us to continue to hope in Christ's promises. Behold, the true Christian is this, said Pope Francis, not complacent and angry, but convinced by the strength of the resurrection. Concluding his audience, the Holy Father greeted all the English-speaking pilgrims present, and in words to visitors from Egypt, the Pope prayed that the Lord would bless them, protect their country, the Middle East, and the whole world from all evil and terrorism. I'm Lydia O'Kane.